Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT is off today. We have C-Mac off the overnight and on the midday. And all of a sudden, C-Mac, plan B for the Yankees not looking as appealing as maybe some thought. The latest last night, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic saying that the Yankees might go. Now, look, this could be posturing. Who the hell knows? But we're just going based off of the report here that the Yankees appear increasingly likely to go with a more inexpensive option at first base. So maybe the dreams of Christian Walker being added to that lineup in place of, you know, Juan Soto, him and Bellinger, maybe those dreams are slowly dying here for the Yanks.
Yeah, I know I'm on at 3 o'clock in the morning, Sal, but I've been saying it forever. Plan B sucks. And this is why Plan B sucks. It was nice for a week, and I'm sure Yankee fans were very happy to get Bellinger and pivot quickly to Max Fried and let Cashman cook. People actually said that. I want everyone I want people to remember when you're killing them in 2 weeks, because this is why they had too many holes. Plan B sucks, and you knew the Yankees, and you're hearing the reason why. Because the Yankees still, right, their farm system sucks. Everyone's killing them, their farm system. They don't want to give up 4 draft picks. They've already signed Fried, given up 2. Because of where they are at the luxury tax, they would have to give up another 2 picks to sign someone the likes with the qualifying offer, like Alonso, like Walker.
Okay.
This was always, they weren't going to go out, and he said at the beginning of the offseason, he wasn't going to be a drunken sailor. Like, there was always going to be a pivot to lesser options, and it's never going to be as good as just getting Juan Soto, and you're seeing it now. The New York Yankees might pivot to Paul Goldschmidt. There's still trades to be worked. It's not even just the money, which they're right at the threshold right now of that final that tax threshold,
right.
If they don't trade Stroman, which I think they will, they could get Grisham off the roster as well and save $5 million. So there's options to still save some money and spend it elsewhere. But they were never going to come out and sign Pete Alonso, go get Alex Bregman, go get Max Fried. Like, it was always going to be a Part B. Part A, they came out fast and furious and everybody loved it. Part B, I totally believe these reports. I don't think they want to give big money to a big-time first baseman, especially when you're talking about next offseason and 2 younger, potentially big-time free agents in Vladimir Guerrero and or Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, and who knows how they're going to be able to fit those guys in. Remember,
right.
The Yankees have a lot of big money already invested.
Big-time money.
Like, if Carlos Rodon was what he was supposed to be,
right,
they wouldn't have had to go get Max Fried.
Correct.
But he wasn't, so
correct,
that money is spent badly, and now they have Max Fried on top of that. And, you know, you lose Juan Soto. By the way, if they would have gotten Soto, that's basically the equivalent to Bellinger and Fried,
right,
money-wise.
Correct.
I don't know about you. I'd rather have Juan Soto than both Bellinger and Fried.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we agree with that.
Yes.
Now, their lineup to get better than what it was a year ago. Like,
yes,
obviously, you would hope that it has more length. And I do think Bellinger fits better,
yeah,
than Soto, meaning he could play center field or first base fine.
Right.
But Bellinger for Soto is not an equal trade by any stretch.
No.
So it was always, well, it's got to be then Bellinger plus. And
no
really,
doubt,
the dream to me, C-Mac, would have been Soto plus.
Right.
Which
it could have been. Theoretically,
okay,
could have still been Soto. It wouldn't have been Fried. But it could have still been, because they wouldn't have
Soto
committed
Walker
long term. It could have been Soto Walker, or honestly, it could have been Soto Bellinger.
Okay, but
like,
now,
that was possible, and not touch the pitching.
Now that it's not Soto,
yeah,
and they spent that same money that they would have spent on Soto on Bellinger and Fried,
correct,
the question is now what? Because clearly everybody would agree they need more in that,
right,
lineup. Are you okay with Goldschmidt at first? And then what's going to happen at third? Assuming that if they're going to go cheap at first, yeah. I would assume that takes them out of the Bregman conversation.
I would think so.
Okay, so then it's not only is it not going to be, let's say, Walker and Bregman.
Yeah.
It's going to be potentially like Carlos Santana, or as you said, a trade.
Right.
Or maybe you're looking at LeMahieu, Ben Rice at first, and they trade for a third baseman.
Yeah. No, I think what you're looking at and what I loved about the Bellinger move is the flexibility it allows for the next move. Like if they went out and got a
first baseman,
if they went out and got a first baseman, now you're like, oh, you have to get a second baseman or an outfielder. They got a first baseman or an outfielder. It opens up the horizon. And right now, yeah, I think it's a little bit of that where, you know, right now the first base market seems crazy. Nobody's in on Pete Alonso.
Right.
Christian Walker was hot and heavy the first 3 days of the offseason. People got a whiff of what he's asking for, and that's gone ice cold. So part of it might be Cashman saying, hey, I've got options at first base. I don't need to spend big money. I can go get Paul Goldschmidt. I could go get Santana. I can trade for a Yandy Diaz. That's kind of been out there, that Yandy Diaz and a Lau from Tampa Bay would fix both of their problems. Like, there are options at first base, much more than third, much more than second, even much more than impactful outfield bats at this point. So I think some of it is probably posturing and trying to get this first base market to reality, because nobody, not just the Yankees, nobody seems interested in making impact at first base. But this is what it is. They are going to go cheap somewhere. I think Jason Dominguez is the starting center fielder. I think there's a chance that you see a group of Oswaldo Cabrera and DJ LeMahieu get a turn at second base, Ben Rice be part of a Paul Goldschmidt kind of platoon at first, because Paul Goldschmidt did have a better second half. He is a former MVP. He still hits really well against left-handed pitching.
You said something interesting there. You used the word whiffed, and I always thought it was whiff.
Yeah.
Get a whiff of something, or is it get a whiffed of something?
Did I say whiffed?
You said whiffed.
Well, I think when you swing and miss, you whiffed, but if you get a whiff.
No, like, yeah.
I'm incorrect on it.
And I was just looking it up real quick as you were talking right there. I think both apply here. Hoff, are you familiar with it, if it's whiffed or whiff?
Wait, how did I use it?
You said get a whiffed of.
Did I?
Like the first base market.
Yeah.
If you get a whiff of what, you know, Walker's going to be going for, I think they use that.
That's a whiff. If you're going to smell it, it's a whiff.
I think it's a whiff. I think I misspoke.
Or a swift.
Either way.
Thank you for interrupting me, hoping to, fix that.
No, I just wanted to clarify that. So, yeah, I think the plan B, and this is what I was always saying, C-Mac, that while it could be enticing and different to build out a team,
right,
where, okay, well, Soto doesn't fit because he's redundant, like, he can't play right field, and Judge can't play, you know, center anymore, so both are going to be in right, or DH with Stanton, like, it's kind of screwed up there. So, yeah, Bellinger fits because he can play either first or the outfield. It's not as good as Soto. And then when you start taking, if you now take Walker off the table and Alonso, I'm going to get your thoughts on where you think, like, if you would go after Alonso. I don't think he was a good fit for the Yankees in particular.
Yeah.
He's going to get probably more than Walker. It just doesn't work. Another aging, non-good defensive player.
Yeah.
You know, power bat at first bat. I think Walker's the better fit. Shorter commitment, better fielder.
Yeah.
And he still provides you some offense. But if you're taking him off the table, like, I'd be okay with Santana if it were an addition of Bregman. Any scenario that doesn't include Bregman and or one of the top free agent first basemen, to me, is even worse than maybe Yankee fans could have thought after losing Soto.
Yeah, I don't know. I think their pitching right now is this side of maybe Seattle, and that's just the starting pitching. Their overall pitching, top to bottom, is the best in the American League.
Right.
So that's where they pivoted.
But it was good last year.
Yeah, but it wasn't good. I mean, it was better. The bullpen had times in the season. By the end of the season and into the postseason, the back end did solidify itself with Clay Holmes becoming a viable option.
Right.
But, like, through the course of the year, the bullpen was a disaster at long stretches of the season. And their starting rotation was okay, but you saw at the end of the year, they were relying on pitchers. Like, Max Fried is a major upgrade in a postseason series. There's no doubt about it. They've upgraded.
He might be their ace. I mean,
we'll see what Cole. I still believe Cole will be Cole. But
I love Cole, but he was coming over here where he was hurt. And also
the last time we saw him, he went out there and the team gave away the fifth inning. He came back out and threw another two innings on top of it.
I agree.
Like, John Smoltz called it the most impressive thing he's ever seen from a starting pitcher.
And
he was on the 90s staff of the Atlanta Braves.
All right, but how about the first game that he pitched when he didn't want to go out there more? I know what you're saying.
No, I know. And he's scared of Devers and the Red Sox.
I'm not even worried.
There's things
that
bother me about him as an ace,
but
he's an excellent starting pitcher.
I worry about age and health at this point with Garrett.
Not yet. I would have to see more.
Right now, no matter what, you can't dispute it's arguably the second best 1-2 punch in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Just second only to
the
Dodgers.
They improved themselves with the pitching. The offense was always, like, they lost Juan Soto. The offense was always going to take a step back. Like, you mentioned Bregman. Bregman had a down year.
Yeah.
He had the lowest contact, the hard contact rate of his career. His OPS was trash. He rebounded in the second half. You want to talk about aging, and who knows? He's going to go from left field at Yankee Stadium from where he was in Houston with the Crawford boxes.
I don't like that.
His power
either.
Numbers are going to come down. The defense helps, and you can still improve this defense. You're going to reshape the Yankees. You're not going to make them as good offensively, almost no matter what you do. Like, and you could do things to make them in this year possibly better, but not long term, and the Yankees aren't thinking that way.
Right.
That's why you see the Bellinger on a short-term deal. They traded for a closer on a short-term deal. They're a year or two away from getting rid of Stanton and DJ LeMahieu off the books, where options become like,
right.
That's how they viewed it. When they lost Juan Soto, I think they said, all right, we are no longer committed to this long-term high payroll. And we have a bunch of different options. And there's a lot of different ways this season that we can improve this year in a down American League and still be the best team in the American League, improve this year defensive and base running and athleticism, which is what the entire fan base and baseball collective world after the World Series
Certainly
told
the Dodgers,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Still won't shut their mouths. The collective baseball world told them they need to get better at defensive and athleticism. We can do that. We can get better pitching. We can still improve our offense compared to what it would be with, you know, before Juan Soto, and have flexibility moving forward. That's how they always viewed Plan B.
BT and Sal on the Fan. C-Mac off the overnight in for BT on this Friday. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Sal, C-Mac, what's happening, boys?
What's going on, Eric?
Happy Friday, C-Mac. Good to hear you out in the afternoon, my friend.
It's good to be here. Yes.
I'm a little disappointed, though, as a Yankees fan here, you know, kind of how disappointed you are in where Cash is, but I do get it. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've always been a Plan B sucks guy. To me, I'm different than most Yankee fans. I don't care about suites. If you could tell Aaron Judge you're giving him double the money, you can tell him you got a suite as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid. I understand their point, but some line in the sand to draw to not get Juan Soto. I wanted Juan Soto at all costs. Plan B was always going to be lesser.
By the way,
I'm happy with the beginning of Plan B,
right.
But I never expected Plan B to go out there and get a big-time first baseman, a big-time second baseman, a big-time outfielder, a big-time starting pitcher, one of the best closers in baseball. Like, I never expected them to pivot and make it an all-star team.
Go ahead, Eric.
I agree with that. I think, to me, you know, I absolutely wanted Juan Soto. I would have given him whatever he asked for. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
And then I also wouldn't have to listen to Mets fans like Sal. You know what I mean? I didn't want to have to listen to Sal. Come on. But be that as it may, you know, that's where we are. So I think what Cash has done thus far, considering that being the case, you know, yeah, I'm relatively happy. But you're right that if you know, it doesn't seem like Bregman's going to be an answer at third. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure. Like, Christian Walker, to me, I don't think it's out. I mean, to your point, like, I haven't heard boo about him in more than a week because the number seems so ridiculous. So my guess is that Cash is just waiting for that to come down. I mean, like, where else is that guy going? Arizona's not giving that guy $60 million. That's not happening.
Well, I mean, maybe it could.
Where is he going?
Maybe it could come down, Eric, and thank you for the call. The point is, somebody told Ken Rosenthal that information.
Yeah.
Because the story's out there. Now, so we had Susan on. We had the whole thing with Max Fried, and she was saying there's more to come. And I do believe there are more moves to be made for the Yankees.
Yeah.
But let's just say, even best case scenario for the Yanks. Well, I thought it was realistic that they were going to get Walker. At the very least. Like, that's minimum what they should do. On top of Fried and Williams and Bellinger,
right. It
should be Walker. I still think they needed more. If you wanted to really replace Juan Soto in that lineup,
right. And
even he's impossible to replace individually, but even collectively, if you want to get better, remember too, like, people knock Gleyber Torres, and I'm one of them, but his offense at the end of the year in the postseason has to be replaced as well.
Yeah.
It's not just, Bellinger's great. Okay, well, yeah, you lost Gleyber's offense and Soto's offense, and you've replaced that with Bellinger.
Right.
That's not a win.
No.
And even if you brought in Walker, that still, to me, is not good enough.
Right.
And now they might not even get him. So
yeah.
it just
you're right. To me, you're right to say that Plan B was never going to be as good as Plan A. And I get the Yankee fans don't want to acknowledge it. I'm not telling you that as a Met fan. I don't care about that.
Right.
What I cared about from both perspectives, Mets needed to get Juan Soto for a different reason. Yankees needed to retain Juan Soto. Yeah. And unfortunately for them, they didn't. And now they're seeing the reality of Plan B.
And a couple things. One, you mentioned Ken Rosenthal in his report. Just to double stamp that as a viable report, from up on high, hot stove Jack Curry said the same thing. And if you talk to Yankee fans, he's coming from the Yankees.
So yes, and he's
the best. And that's what he floated out on Yankee Hot Stove last night. So there is no doubt. Someone inside the Yankees either wants the Yankee fan to understand it and believe it, or it's the actual truth that they are down on the upper echelon of the free agent market in first base, and they are looking at cheaper options. It's legit. That's exactly what's going on here. So then you get to, I've been trying to tell you why I believe what they're doing. Then the question is, are they doing the right thing? Like, I don't think the New York Yankees, I understand it's not the NFL. It's not even, I don't know, the NBA. Like, these draft picks, I don't know if you can look at an offseason where you just lost Juan Soto. And whether it's perception or reality, and we can argue whether they're the same thing.
Right.
Like, they just lost Juan Soto to the New York Mets. The entire fan base isn't even questioning just this team. They're questioning whether or not pinstripes matter. Like, in an offseason like that, if you can have a first baseman that would make your fan base, make your offense, make your team believe in itself and be better for $20 million on a short-term deal, which eventually is something I think Christian Walker could come down to. If you're worried about two draft picks, like, I think that is a terrible, terrible sense of where the organization is. I understand the farm system is down. It's ranked anywhere from 12th to 30th. Like, on whatever list you're looking at.
Inexcusable.
You can't worry about draft picks. Like, you just can't.
It's inexcusable to come away with Walker.
And then you're worried about draft picks, but you might be willing to trade prospects who actually have value right now.
Right.
Like Lombard and some different guys who actually have value. If you're going to go trade for a Yandy Diaz or like, you might have to part with legitimate prospects, which I think they've done a great job. Like, that's the other aspect of this, why I'm happy with Plan B. They got Bellinger and one of the best closers in baseball for Nestor Cortez, a prospect you or I didn't hear of 3 months ago.
Right.
And Cody Petit. Yeah. Like, that's an excellent job. They still have viable options to go trade. They still have a farm system you can build on where you shouldn't be worried about prospects. I'd rather spend the money than trade a Lombard or some of these other prospects. I think the Yankees are short-sighted here, but I always thought that it would be on some level. They weren't going to make this offense as good. They were never going to.
John is in Bayonne. What's up, John?
See, Mac, I got to say one thing, and Sal got mad at me the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the nail on the head, okay? There's a guy called the Martian, okay? He's 21.
Yes.
C-Mac took it the wrong way. I said he's a better tool player than Soto, okay? He played center field. We got to put Judge back into right field. We got to protect Judge.
He played for about 2 weeks and dropped more balls in the outfield than Juan Soto.
John, what tools exactly does Dominguez possess that are better than Juan Soto?
Okay, number one is, he's lefty righty. Number two is
John. Are you wrong?
Yeah, John,
I get your point. I'm sorry to jump all over you, John, because I think we get your point, and you're just going to dig.
Don't.
You're going to dig further and further into a deep hole because
What I'm trying to say.
Yes.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I understand when they're looked at like.
Isn't this guy the future of the Yankees?
I don't know.
Well, guess what, though? You got to give him a chance.
I'm not opposed to that. I agree. Even if they signed Juan Soto, he could have played left field. Like, it's not. He could have played center field for this team. Like, it's not like it's one or the other.
Yeah, but C-Mac, this is what I'm trying to say is, and Sal gets mad.
I don't get mad. What you're trying to say is Dominguez is better than Soto. It sounds idiotic.
No. Soto's a great player. He did good for us, okay, like that.
He took you
to the World Series.
And he did good, Sal.
Okay, do you protect Judge or do you protect Soto? Let me know. Who do you protect? You protect Judge. Judge got to go back to right field.
Agreed.
Okay? Thank you. Okay?
Agreed.
And Soto can't play center field.
No.
Okay? So what do you
but
do?
Dominguez can. You just told me he's got better, like he's
John,
better defensively.
Point, can you just make your point clearly for once? We'll let you talk. Go ahead.
I am. I'm going to tell you right now. The guy's a center fielder. He's not a left fielder. Okay? He's a center fielder, Dominguez. That's where he's been playing in the minors.
But what is your point? What does that have to do with Soto?
Because Soto would have been 15 years. What do you do with Dominguez? You got Judge in
you
center?
You play him in center field.
You move Judge to
left. I'm confused by what you're saying, John. You're calling him a center fielder. Juan Soto opens up center field. You move Judge to left. Or you figure it out. Right. I don't know. But you play Dominguez in center if you want. His point is, if you look at the prospect or like what Dominguez could possibly become, a good defensive outfielder who can run the bases, steal bases for you. So when you narrow-mindedly look at it through the narrow landscape of tools, okay, there's a chance he could have more tools than Juan Soto. If he becomes a fifth of the player Juan Soto does, it will be a smashing success.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking? Yeah. Like, that's just, he's trying to wrap an argument around Juan Soto wrapping paper, which is just stupid.
Just let it go.
It's just stupid.
What Yankee fans need to do is acknowledge it's not going to be as good without Juan
no.
Soto. It's different, and it doesn't mean that they can't build a good team that could still get to the World Series or even win the World Series. Who knows?
Yeah.
But going in, you're taking the L. You lost Soto. Yeah. They know it. They tried to get him. They weren't like, hey, you know what? We can let him go. We don't need to give that suite up because we can let him go because we have Dominguez ready. Come on.
No, that's
you can't, John, you can't bring that up.
And the other thing that John is just vastly incorrect on, I think signing Juan Soto ensures Dominguez playing more than not signing Juan Soto because they're not going to spend money on an outfielder.
Would you rather be committed long term to Soto or Judge or Stanton even?
Well, I mean, what's like the next 15 years, Juan Soto?
That's the point. Like,
but for the next, not like Judge is under contract for the next seven.
I'll
take Judge for the next seven.
He's 33.
I still would take Judge for the next seven because I think the next four, Judge is the better player.
Mm. I mean, maybe. And Judge has been the best player in that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But there's also the worry about as you get older, there is going to be a decline. I would, me personally, like, I think the Yankees would have been better off investing. Now, they've already spent a lot of money,
right?
So their window was kind of shorter, but to me, the better investment is always going to be the 26-year-old superstar player.
They offered him $760 million.
I get it.
They agree with you.
Yeah, I know.
They just didn't get it done because of King Cohen.
And that's something that's going to be a problem. BT and Sal on the Fan, C-Mac in for BT on this Friday.
Your official station.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. BT off today, and we got C-Mac off the overnight filling in for him. We'll continue with your calls, 888-808-1019. We have a lot to do today. We'll have Nick Costos later on. We'll have our Perfect Parlay pick segment. BT has already sent in his picks for the week, so we'll have that later on. Have some fun, do a little 3RQ as well, maybe some Christmas stuff. And we got to get to the Jets, we got to get to the Knicks, so there's plenty to do here, C-Mac. For now, we'll keep it on the phones with the Yankees, and of course, talking about the article that Ken Rosenthal wrote for The Athletic, saying that the Yankees now may be looking for a cheaper option at first base, so Plan B maybe not as appealing as some fans initially thought. Johnny K is in the Bronx. What's up, Johnny?
Yeah, you got to give me a minute about this Gleyber Torres, because first of all, his defense, taking himself out of the game, his base running, our right side of our infield was horrible. Our defense has to improve, and Gleyber didn't give you that. I mean, to his credit, he hit the ball better.
Who said that he didn't? Who said that he did play well? I'm confused.
Well, you thought that we're going to miss Gleyber.
No. I don't know. I'm not sure if your ears are working today, Johnny, or what, but I said his offense. Clearly, I said his offense. You do have to replace his offense.
You got to be strong in the postseason up the middle. Shortstop, second base, center field, catching.
You got plenty of offense that I hear you say?
We're going to be fine offensively. When it comes down to the playoffs, you win with pitching and defense.
Yeah.
I couldn't disagree with you more. You told me that we lost Soto and got fried. I can live with it.
It's freed, first of all. And thank you for the call, Johnny. I mean, it's free, so you should know the pitcher's name that you just got.
I mean, any Yankee fan who could actually have a conversation with me and tell me it's not about offense in the playoffs, I'm sorry, that's the end of the conversation for me. Because, I mean, this goes back longer than Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge. When the Yankees lose in the playoffs, it's because they don't hit.
Did they
pitch? Almost exclusively.
I mean, I was watching one of the best bullpens in baseball, maybe the best in baseball in the postseason.
Right.
That wasn't a problem for the Yankees.
No.
Even the starters, and if the starters didn't go long, like Rodon wasn't very good, he wasn't even a problem because their bullpen was so good.
Totally agree. And I'm not trying to make it a Yankee Met thing. It just so happens who the Dodgers played in the National League championship. Look at how many runs they scored against the Mets.
Right.
And then look how many they pitched the Dodgers extremely well.
100%.
The Dodgers scored one more run than the New York Yankees in the World Series. One more run. They had a batting average worse than the New York Yankees in the World Series. With Judge doing nothing. The New York Yankees pitched their ass off the entire postseason. So I agree with you. It's about the offense. It always is. So
especially in the way the sport has evolved.
And did you watch Gleyber Torres get leadoff single after leadoff single after leadoff single? To say that Gleyber Torres is a flawed player and the Yankees could easily make their overall team better by replacing him, I agree. But to your point, you have to figure out how to replace the offense in an offense that led the American League in runs scored, but still wasn't good enough to win the World Series. You have to replace his offense. You absolutely have to.
Who were the three best offensive players for the Yankees in the postseason?
Juan Soto, Gleyber Torres, and Giancarlo Stanton. I don't think there's any doubt.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Two of those three are good! And you're saying the offense is better because they added Bellinger? Come on.
No, it's ridiculous.
It doesn't mean that they still can't add more.
Right.
But that's what we started the show talking about this today, that they need to add more. And the report is that they're going to be looking for a cheaper option at first. Right. I will argue that they needed not only Bellinger, not only Walker, something else. Because you're losing Soto and Gleyber and adding Bellinger and Walker. To me, it's still not a good... Offensively.
That's the thing, though. Can you make the Yankees better overall? Because it's going to be tough to make the Yankees better offensively. I thought that was probably a loser's endeavor anyway.
Right.
Like, it was never going to happen.
And also,
maybe deeper, maybe a little bit longer, but not better.
Right. Maybe better defensively, maybe
certainly.
More balanced.
More balanced, okay, better defensively, more athletic, able to do different things offensively.
And then the other argument that I would have is, can they pitch much better than they did last October?
I mean, I think they could in the rotation, sure. I think they can go a little bit deeper and save the bullpen, because I think that's what you saw. As great as the bullpen was by the end of it, like by the end of these series. But to your point, though, they also, as much as I hated it going through, and I'll still argue against it, they went against the Cleveland Guardians and they went against the Kansas City Royals.
Right.
Like, if they're going to go, and they pitch great against the Dodgers, too.
What was the Guardians' strength?
I mean, I honestly don't know.
Well,
I mean, they didn't really have a...
What was it supposed to be?
Smart baseball, played defense, and had a potent top of the order.
The bullpen.
And the bullpen, I'm sorry, right, yes. Right, of course, I'm so, sorry, yes.
And how was that bullpen, even by a Yankees offense that wasn't great?
Right.
They owned the bullpen. Which is why I say that even with Devin Williams, who, like, Class A was supposed to be one of the best closers in the game, mm-hmm. Yankees own him. Yeah. Williams was supposed to be one of the best closers in the game, Alonso got him and the Brewers got sent him.
Right.
The teams with the best bullpen,
yeah.
Now the Dodgers had a good bullpen, sure, Yankees had a good bullpen, sure, but it's not like, yeah. Oh, well, if you have a lights out bullpen, you're guaranteed to win.
Yeah.
Point is, the Yankees got tremendous pitching last right. year. I don't care that it was against Kansas. Now, I thought it was because it was Kansas City and
then
Cleveland.
They did it against the Dodgers.
Yes, that was the proof. A loaded Dodgers lineup.
They can also, and Ohtani got hurt, but here's the point, though. Like, the offense can be slightly worse in different ways, but right. you never know who's going to perform. And also, the best hitter in the world did nothing. Judge has got to be better. Like, the offense is going to be predicated on the best hitter in the world being in the middle of your lineup. And Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton being crazy, and Gleyber Torres playing his best baseball of arguably his career for a couple of weeks in the postseason, that all elevated the offense to be good enough to battle the Dodgers. But if Judge doesn't do it, like, there's nothing they could do to replace Juan Soto if Judge isn't going to perform. It ultimately will come down to that.
And even with Soto, they didn't
even with
Judge
Soto, it wasn't good enough.
Thomas,
like, yeah.
Thomas calling from Yonkers. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy holidays, and I love what you both do on the radio.
Thank you.
I'm not against Plan B. Yeah, same to you. I'm not against Plan B, and just give me 30 seconds. My opinion is Clay Bellinger should play first base predominantly, and let's see what Dominguez and Spencer Jones can do in left field and center field, and trade for a stopgap-type third baseman. And here's my feeling on it. Prospects never become players until they actually play.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees had Aaron Judge in the minors. They projected him to be probably a major league player. They didn't know he was going to be the best player in the game. He didn't rip through the minors like he has in the majors.
Right.
I'd like to see the Yankees have faith in the guys that they've drafted, cultivated, and developed. Judge is one. They did that with him. They got the best player in the game. I'm not saying either of those guys are going to be Judge. But you've seen Volpe come up and establish himself as a competent major leaguer, and we're watching him grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see the Yankees do. Yeah. I'm not afraid of it. If it's that terrible, they can make moves before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I'm not in a panic about what's going on now.
I understand, but here's what bothers me about what you're saying, though, because your indication is the Yankees don't do it. And I've been fighting against this with my Brian Cashman shilling forever. The Yankees do it. Do we not remember the baby Yankees? Look at the 2017 Yankees, the 18 Yankees,
mm-hmm.
and look at the starting team. It's full of Yankees. I mean, they went, obviously, we know Judge, Gleyber,
Sanchez.
Bird. Yeah. I mean, Andujar at third base.
Right.
Frazier in the outfield. Like, they've done this. They've tried it. And look at right now, who's their starting catcher? Who's their starting shortstop? Dominguez is going to be the starting center fielder this year. Like, it's not like they have nobody on the team.
You might see Ben Rice at first.
Like, you might see Ben Rice as part of a platoon. The idea that the Yankees never do this, they understand this is the best mix. You want to pay the superstars, develop the young talent. That's the Yankees model. And there's nothing wrong with it. The problem is the baby bombers failed, and now heading into this year, it's tough to sell me on. Well, I don't even. I misheard him. Other than Dominguez, who do you want to play? Oswaldo Cabrera? Like,
right.
What other Yankee farmhand right now? They were willing to give second base to Durbin before they traded him.
At least they said that.
Yeah. I think they would have, but they traded him.
By the way, and we had Cashman on ourselves over the course of the summer, and I agreed with him that I thought Volpe was going to be a superstar. But would you spill some water? Coffee? What do you got? Major spill?
I spilled water. It's not a major spill.
Oh, over the reeds!
That's how I get
the reeds. Are we getting this on video?
Man.
Look at C-Mac. Oh, this is
you
great.
Know what the problem is? This stupid mic.
He just doused
stupid. I'm not used to this chair.
Oh, yeah, we got a little on video.
I'm supposed to be in the power chair. Everybody knows that.
Oh, my God. You just doused all those reeds.
They're still very visible. They're still very visible. What's that?
Where were we? No, I forget where we were. Point is, though. What the hell is the point?
I got a whiff of that water.
No, I mean, with the Yankees, the young guys, I thought, there you go, some paper towels in here for you. I thought Volpe was going to be a superstar. So did Brian Cashman. It's now going into year three, and he has not looked like he's going to be a superstar. I think that there's still some signs,
yeah.
but
he has not lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I don't think we can hope he becomes a superstar, a very useful shortstop.
Yeah, but that's different than what they thought he was going to be.
Right, agreed.
Same thing with Dominguez. Dominguez was supposed to be a superstar. I mean, the guy hasn't played a ton of games, but all of a sudden, where we were last year thinking what Dominguez was going to be versus where we are this year what Dominguez is going to be, it's much more of a question mark. I do think Wells is going to be a legitimate, good big league catcher, offensive threat, as you showed at times he was last year, and also a good defensive catcher. But those guys need to look. And honestly, C-Mac, I almost called you BT. Honestly, if those guys don't do their jobs,
of course,
then the Yankees are going to be in trouble, regardless of who they get to play first or third.
Of course, I mean, I'm totally with you, and it should be a mix. I wanted the mix, and quite honestly, if we got Juan Soto, it would have been more of the mix. They would have trusted more. Now they're able to go out and get different pieces and put more money. Like I always wanted the superstar. You pay Judge. You pay Soto, you pay the superstars, and you fill in the rest with your minor league system. That's the and a youth of veterans, mix of youth and veterans. That's how you should build a team. And I have confidence. Wells had a 900 OPS the second half of the season.
Right.
You could argue he was the best hitting catcher in the sport for the second half of the year. Like I think what we saw from Volpe down the stretch of the season and through the playoffs, I thought he's emerging as someone who can be a very good all-star caliber, but not superstar caliber. Shortstop. There's a lot of options, but I just hate the idea that, like, you can't have the entire team like this. The New York Yankees, you got to compete.
Right.
You got to be able to win now. It'd be nice if all those players, but we saw what happened with the Baby Bombers. You can't just trust the entire roster.
Did you get that on your pants? The water?
No, a little bit. Oh. It's running the little bit of ink I wrote.
Look like you.
Because I needed that very important note, Paul Goldschmidt, that I wrote down. And that little bit of ink is running all over the place here. So we'll figure it out.
Look like you peed your pants. All right, BT and Sal, Miles Davis. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. C-Mac in for BT. We'll come back. More of your calls. 888-808.
Oh, we don't have to break just because I spilled some water.
No, you got to take that. You got to read that commercial.
Okay, No, listen, you can still read it. It's good. Yes. Yeah,
good luck. Good. Thank you very much. You try now.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Talk about your Jets on the fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
BT and Sal back on the fan. BT is off. C-Mac is in for BT on this final Friday before the holiday vacation next week. Christmas is coming. Actually, here we'll have a perfect parlay pick segment later on. Nick Costos as well. There was some Mets news yesterday, C-Mac. Andy Martino of SNY tweeted out that the Mets met already with Roki Sasaki yesterday, whereas earlier in the week, Cashman unveiled that the Yankees were planning on meeting with Sasaki. Look, to me, that's exciting. The fact that both New York teams had the opportunity to meet with him, I think he's going to be the best value in baseball, whoever lands him. A young guy like that, as cheap in the as he's going to be and the potential that he could possess, Mets or Yankees would be lucky to get him. I think the Mets kind of need him because they need starters. I think the Yankees, for them, it will be a luxury.
Yeah, I totally agree. To me, this is like it's not only do the Mets need him because they where they currently stand in the rotation that you know the GM's already talked about, Stearns has already talked about possibly going to a probably going to a 6-man rotation. So I mean, not only do you need him because of where the state of the rotation currently is, you also need him because I don't know how they choose to attack fixing the rotation.
Right.
Like I don't know Stearns, like if he has a core belief that you don't pay aging pitching, right? You don't want to pay Corbin Burns. Mm-hmm. You know, you might look at the contract the Yankees gave Fried and go, I'm not that's not
they wouldn't. Yeah,
they wouldn't do that. Well, how do you improve? Like I was screaming for trade for Crochet. I mean, obviously maybe Luis Castillo, but how do you get other than bringing in guys that you see something in and fixing them.
Which it can't be all
that. You can't be all that. And let's be totally honest, like I think it's a little overblown from last year too. Like, they did a great job. I'm not saying they didn't, but Severino had one bad year in his entire career. Like, Severino was bad the 3 months before he became a Met. Other than that, anytime Severino's been on a mound, he's been excellent.
And even he was okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't fix Severino. David Peterson's been with this lab and this pitching staff for how many years before he finally turned it around?
Right, but he was good last year. Peterson might have had his best year.
No doubt. But what I'm saying is I'm looking at it as how much did they honestly fix? Like, what did they really do that, like...
Well, they maximized Severino and Manaea to at least a certain extent.
Manaea's the one. But he even Manaea... came across with the... With the crossfire and change. And he did that himself.
Correct. Watching Chris Sale videos. Right. Even he didn't get that until the second half.
Right.
But I like the value play, taking guys with potential, guys that were good, bringing them in. I just don't think you could overdo it.
You can't build a rotation that way. Not if you're going to compete with the likes of the Dodgers, who are going to throw Ohtani, Yamamoto, Blake Snell,
The Yankees,
Tyler Glass now. You got the arguably the best reliable starting pitcher in baseball in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough to build an entire rotation like that. So when I look at this, this is sell the lab, sell whatever you can, bring him in, because I don't know how else the Mets plan on bringing in top-level talent into this rotation.
I think if it's not Sasaki, it's going to be Manaea and Walker Buehler. And by the way, even if they get Sasaki, they still need Manaea.
Yeah.
And I could argue maybe not Walker Buehler, but somebody else like that.
I mean, right now you go into a playoff series against the Dodgers. You're looking at a game one starter of a pitcher who didn't pitch last year, Montas and Clay Holmes.
Oh, they got Senga. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's Senga. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. Senga didn't pitch last year.
Senga, all right. Senga, Montas, Holmes. I mean,
that's your playoff rotation.
Yeah,
now, look.
Gonna get
if you
more.
Get to the postseason, they obviously have done better than we're saying right now. But, like, I'm just saying, it's scary for me. Because you have this great offense that I think can be, obviously, Juan Soto takes it to another level. I believe in what they're doing there. I think they're going to do great small moves around the... But right now, what's your bullpen after Diaz?
They got a lot of work to do.
I mean, they have a ton of work in the pitching
starting
department.
Rotation, bullpen, and at least one big bat. To compliment Juan Soto. All right, C-Mac is in for BT. BT and Sal on the Fan. Paul is in Newark. What's up, Paul?
What's going on, guys? How you been?
How are you, Paul?
Good, how are you, Paul?
But with this whole thing with the first base option with the Yankees, yeah, I agree that we should try to get somebody maybe cheap, or even with Bellinger, since Bellinger can play both outfield and first base, do you think the Yankees would toy around with Judge and him splitting time sometime?
At first base,
you Judge a little bit healthier.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's been a speculation of Judge playing first base, or if they re-sign Juan Soto, Soto playing first base. I think eventually they probably want.
But the whole thing,
No,
the
go
whole
ahead,
thing
go
with
ahead.
The Judge. Nah, the whole thing with Soto being, you just gotta stop with him, man. You're making it sound like the guy's God. The only reason he didn't sign with the Yankees was, to be honest, he didn't want to play second fiddle to Judge.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, Paul. Yankee fans are hurt. I mean,
it's Jesus. I'm sorry. It is. It's like, it's not hard to just say the guy is great. I wish we had him. Yeah. Congratulations to the Mets. We'll go build a team anyway. And you know what? If you want to be a Yankee fan who can't take it, say this simple thing. Right now, I put my money on the Yankees getting back to the World Series before the Mets.
Right. Which, by the way, could very easily happen.
The American League stinks.
Yeah. Right.
The two best, like, you know, Soto, American League to National League. Tucker, American League to National League. You got washed up has-been third basemans not wanting to go to Houston. Like, Baltimore's done nothing. This ownership group comes in, big money. They're going to spend big money. They're not bringing back Santander. They're not bringing back Burns. They just picked up a 36-year-old starting pitcher from Japan, and we're all supposed to go, the Orioles are back. Like, who in the American League is going to threaten this Yankee team?
I can't take the Soto slander. I just can't.
I agree with you, Sal.
At least I'm consistent with this. I love the acquisition of Soto. Imagine me last year.
Yeah.
Oh, Soto's not that good.
Yeah.
No, I loved him when he was with the Nationals.
So
I loved when the Yankees got him. You saw firsthand. We all saw what he did.
Yeah.
The guy was a beast. He's an animal in the batter's box.
He
took the Yankees to the World Series, which they haven't been to since 2009. And Yankee fans loved him. Oh, he's not leaving. All the power of the pinstripes, the roll call, the bleacher creatures. He's not leaving. What are you, nuts? He's never leaving. He left. And now he's not good enough.
We can't even have a nice conversation about first base and plan B
without
everybody calling up and saying Juan Soto's not that good anyway. It's crazy.
I just don't understand it. Oh, he's overrated. You treat him like God. He's got the richest contract in the history of sports.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
And by the way, it wasn't like the Mets were on an island by themselves.
No.
Multiple other teams were willing to give him that richest
contract.
Blue Jays
and Red Sox both offered more than $700 million. Like, the idea, this guy. Did you watch him perform? Like, you just said they hadn't been to the World Series since 09. First year here, boom, they're there. And rather easily, they lost two playoff games getting to the World Series.
Right.
Like, and he hit the home run that sent them there.
Which is
In late innings with one of the better pitchers in one of the better relief pitchers in baseball this year.
Might have been the greatest at bat that I've ever
seen
in my life.
And I come off this way. First of all, I've always been this. I plan B sucks. I wanted to follow in your footsteps and make sweatshirts. I was like the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to do Plan B Sucks, but I think people would have mistaken me for what I was talking about. People would have thought I got all political with Plan B Sucks shirts. So I was like, ah, let me not make a Plan B Sucks shirt.
It's a good point.
Like,
yeah.
No. But like Juan Soto, not only is he great, but I love baseball. I love baseball's 162. Every time a conversation comes up and people are like, we got to shorten the season, I'm like, nah, why not 175? I love baseball. Right. I love watching baseball. I miss it now. Go home every night. You turn on the game.
Yeah,
like I miss
you.
It. It's a companion. I loved watching the dude play baseball. He is the most fun at bat I've ever seen. Judge is better. Judge is a better hitter. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Judge is better. Even off, just straight up offensively, better. But watching Juan Soto play the game of chess between the pitcher and the hitter openly so you can see it like no other player. Like he the head nods, the way he goes after it, the Soto shuffle, everything. It is an in-depth view into a hitter's mind with just mannerisms unlike any other player I've ever watched. I love watching him play. He's an incredible hitter. I was heartbroken when he left. And any Yankee fan saying anything other than I was heartbroken when he left, you're just lying to yourself.
Yeah, and
you're lying to
publicly.
Yourself.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, C-Mac in for BT. We'll talk some Jets when we come back. We'll continue with your calls as well. 888-808-1019 on the Fan.